I've explained in verse 12 and 13 about the great white throne judgment, that is a period approximately, according to Isaiah 65, of 100 years. The sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. The child will no longer live, but has not fulfilled his days for 100 years. And apparently that is the pattern of the human lifespan that will be existing even during the time of the millennium. That God is going to give people really a lot more time than you and I have had to make up their minds about God's government. He's going to give them a 100-year lifespan. Now, who are these rest of the dead? Well, they're all others who have died who didn't die in Christ. And so the answer is, they are those who died without ever having known of Christ, without having repented, without having heard the truth of God. And that certainly includes all of the races of mankind who have never been reached by any kind of Christian evangelism. And if you knew the truth, it would include a lot who have been reached by what you think is Christian evangelism, but which isn't. But it means millions of people in Asia, and of course all the many nations where animists and Confucianists and Buddhists and Shintoists and people of pagan religions have existed who never even heard the name of Jesus Christ. Those are the rest of the dead. All right, so far we've got two categories. Those who never heard, those who never had an opportunity, they're in the vast majority. And we've got a small minority. Those who did hear were convicted, were believers, were baptized, received God's Spirit, and who died and were in Christ. The dead in Christ shall rise first. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Now, at the end of that 100-year period of judgment, it says, beginning in verse 13 of the 20th chapter of Revelation, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell," and it says in the margin, Hades, that means the grave, "delivered up the dead which were in them." Notice, dead in the grave. Now, when is a grave not a grave? It's not a grave when there's no body in it. It's just a hole in the ground. So when it says, "Hades delivered up the dead which were in them," it's talking about graves. "And they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and Hades," or the grave, "were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Verse 15, chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. Question. I don't know about the ultimate decision to be made involving Judas Iscariot. But let's say if there was ever a candidate for an incorrigibly wicked, evil man, some believe he may have repented or tried to, but let's just say that as an example, we're not about to judge Judas. We can't do that. Only God can do that. And God is going to resurrect him at some time or another. But you know, sooner or later, there have been people who have deserved the title incorrigibly wicked. Those who will not repent, those who won't turn around and go the right way, the way of God, those who will not admit that they need the blood of Jesus Christ. Was Judas Iscariot an incorrigibly wicked person? Well, let's just assume, for the sake of argument, we're not going to judge Judas as a person. We're just going to say that if there ever was a candidate for someone who would be one who would be viewed as being incorrigible, who would actually be cast into the lake of fire, it's Judas Iscariot. How many times did Judas die? Well, we both know that he only died once. Now, what is this word? We just read a statement here. We probably went over it pretty fast. It said, "This is the second death." Now, you know, the Bible preaches and teaches, quote, "It is given to every man to die once." But that death, no matter what form it took, whether you were trapped in a burning automobile, that'd be the most horrifying you can imagine, which is death by fire. If it's old age, cancer, when you're blacked out under heavy anesthesia, which would certainly be quite easy during an operation, you simply don't wake up. You go to bed one night, you're up in your 80s, and you don't wake up. That'd be pretty easy. But it says, "It is given to all men to die once. But the wages of sin is death." Do you know that the wages of sin is not what people are suffering when they die? They are suffering the natural consequences of being a short-lived, temporal, transitory human being. No, the wages of sin, sin unrepented of, sin persisted in, sin which is absolutely so incorrigibly complete in a human life that they will not repent, the wages of sin is death, but it is death for all eternity, and it is death by Gehenna fire. How many times did Judas die? Once. But this resurrection is a resurrection of people who have died, but they never yet paid the penalty for sin. They're in their graves, but they have never been cast into a lake of fire. Now, if you read the 16th chapter of the book of Luke about Lazarus and the rich man, and you see what took place in that parable, which is a prophetic parable about the rich man, you will come to understand that third and final resurrection of the incorrigibly wicked who are resurrected to life and then who pay the final wages of sin.